June 2007, section 3, question 11. Now with this one, we're looking for an assumption in the argument. And basically the passage says that we've got feathers that were taken from seabirds stuffed in the 1880s have half as much mercury as feathers from recent captured birds of the same species. So basically old birds have half as much mercury in their feathers. Since mercury that accumulates in the seabird's feathers as the feathers grow is derived from fish eaten by the birds, so the mercury comes from the fish that they eat. These results indicate, so this is our conclusion, that the mercury levels in saltwater fish are higher now than they were 100 years ago. So our conclusion is mercury levels in fish, saltwater fish, is higher than it was 100 years ago. The evidence is, well, bird feathers are higher, have half as much mercury back then, or in other words, they're twice as high today. And the fact that we know that the mercury in their feathers comes from the fish they eat. So it seems like a pretty good argument. The one thing is we do have, you know, a bunch of years, maybe it drained out over the years or something. So as far as assumptions, we're just assuming that there wasn't some other reason for the decrease in the amount of mercury or the less mercury in those old bird feathers. So A, proportion of a seabird's diet consisting of fish was not as high on average in the 1880s as it is today. Really, we're actually assuming that the two are going to be similar, that we have the same amount of, same percentage of fish in the diet then and now. B, the amount of mercury, so A, we don't assume, we actually assume the opposite of that. B, the amount of mercury in a saltwater fish depends on the amount of pollution in the ocean. We don't actually care where the fish are getting the mercury, just where the birds are getting the mercury from. So we don't care that what's the cause of the pollution or of the mercury, whether it's pollution or some other thing. Then C, mercury derived from fish is essential for the normal growth of seabirds' feathers. We don't have to assume that mercury is essential for the growth of seabirds' feathers. So that's not really relevant for us. And then the process used to preserve birds in the 1880s, we don't have to assume that it's essential. D, the stuffed seabirds whose feathers were tested for mercury were not fully grown. Actually, that would kind of weaken the argument. If it turns out that they're not fully grown, that would actually make this weirder. That would make it so that you can't really make a comparison. So we're not assuming that they weren't fully grown. We are assuming that they were. And then E, the process used to preserve the birds in the 1880s did not substantially decrease the amount of mercury in their feathers. We do have to assume that. We do have to assume that the difference is not due to a processing, but rather due to the amount of mercury in the fish. And therefore, E is our correct response.